drinking glass of wine that did it. There was something about that kiss, girl, it did me in. Got me thinking, I'm thinking, all of the things that I've been feeling. It's time you hear them, in case you didn't know. Baby, I'm crazy about you, and I would be lying if I said that I could live this life.
Civic Media app. 105.5 WIRI. Nacoosa, Wisconsin Rapids. Your home for country favorites and classics. This is 105.5 WIRI.
Saddle up my pony. Fill the old canteen. Roll the blanket, pack the bags with jerky, grits, and beans. Say goodbye to the fellas, save away my mail. Kiss my darling Susie, I'm bound to hit the trail. For a cowboy,
it is indeed once again time to hit the trail with Trail Tunes on Wiscountry 105.5 WIRI, the show that plays the best of cowboy, western, and south of the border music. So let's saddle up, buckaroos, and head out to those wide open spaces.
The trail. Now way out there on the prairie is where I long to be. So give me my rope and my 44 and I'll ride fancy free. Just to see that pale moon rising on the rim of the canyon's veil. I hear that lobo howl and I'm bound to hit the trail.
John Hardy were a brave and a desperated boy. Said he carried two guns every day. Shot his man in the Shawnee camp. And I saw John Hardy get away, poor boy. Saw John Hardy get away. John Hardy was standing drinking by the bar. We were unconcerned with the game. When a pretty gal threw down 50 cents and said, deal John Hardy in the game, poor boy. Deal John Hardy in the game. Now John Hardy stepped up with the money in his hand. Said, boys, I've got the money to play. And the man that wins this pretty gal's money, I've got the powder to blow him away, poor boy. Powder to blow him away. The cards they was dealt and the money on the board. Dave Campbell won that $20 bill. John Hardy drew his pistols and he took sure aim and fired. And he caused Dave Campbell's brains to spill, poor boy. Caused Dave Campbell's brains to spill. where he thought he'd be out of the way. But the marshal stepped up and took him by the hand and said, Johnny, come along with me, poor boy. John Hardy, come along with me. John Hardy was standing in his cold prison cell with a tear streaming down his eyes. Said, been the death of many a poor boy. Now I'm ready to die, Lord, 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 Lord. Now I'm ready to die, Lord, Lord. They took John Hardy to the burying ground, took him there for to die. And the very last words John Hardy ever said, my 45 had never told a lie, poor boy. My 45 had never told a lie. John Hardy were a brave and a desperate boy. Said he carried two guns every day. Shot his man in the Shawnee camp. And I saw John Hardy get away, poor boy. Saw John Hardy get away.
Miss Myra Maybelle Shirley was raised up in Missouri. Taught to be a lady, but she loved to shoot and ride. Family moved to Texas, running from the Yankees. In a velvet dress, she'd ride through town, shooting at the sky. She loved to drink and gamble, and play her old piano. Raised a ruckus like the West had never seen. She'd steal your horse, not your cattle, and she always rode side saddle. Dallas came to love the Bandit Queen. But a great big Cherokee Indian was the one whose name she chose to be her own. Belle Star knew all us outlaws, from Texas back to Arkansas. We hid out in the rolling hills of her Oklahoma home. We loved to drink and gamble, she'd play her old piano. Raise a ruckus like the West had never seen. She'd steal your horse, not your cattle, and she always rode side saddle. Dallas came to love the Bandit Queen. She knew the James Gang and the Youngers. Her shotgun put her under, fired by Edgar Watson, a coward, not a man. Her sweet daughter tried to save her, but the Dallas Morning Paper said they buried her in a pine box and put her pistol in her hand. She loved to drink and gamble, play her old piano, raise a ruckus like the West had never seen. She'd steal your horse, not your cattle, and she always rode side saddle. Dallas will always love the Bandit Queen. Oh, and Dallas will always love that Bandit Queen.
Joni Harms with Belle Star. And before that, we opened up the show today with Tex Johnson and his Six Shooters and John Hardy. Hi, everyone. Welcome to Trail Tunes, your show for the best of cowboy, western, and south of the border songs. I'm your host, Seth. Thanks for tuning in on this Saturday, everyone. Or maybe it's Sunday during the rebroadcast. Whichever day you're listening, we're glad you're here. We're doing a little special show today. We're looking at legends of the Old West. Some real, some not so real. A few tall tales thrown in as well. Up next, we've got The Tale of Sam Bass by one of the grand old men of cowboy songs, still around, Mr. Don Edwards on 105.5.
Was born in Indiana, it was his native home. And at the age of 17, young Sam begun to roam. And he first come out to Texas, a cowboy for to be a kinder hearted fellow you hardly ever see. He used to deal in race stock, one called the Denton Mare, and he run her in scrub races, and he took her to the fair. And she always won the money, wherever she might be, and Sam, he liked good whiskey, and he spent his money free. Young Sam left the Collins Ranch in the merry month of May, with a herd of Texas cattle for the Black Hills far away. Sold out in Custer City and then went on a spree, a harder set of cowboys you seldom ever see. On their way back to Texas, they robbed the UP train. They split up in couples, then they started out again. Joel Collins and his partner, they was overtaken soon. With all their hard-earned money, they's about to meet their doom. Sam made it back to Texas, all right side up with care. He rode into the town of Denton with all his friends to share. Sam's life was short in Texas, three robberies he did do. He robbed all the passengers, mail and express cars too. Sam had four companions, four bold and daring lads. They were Underwood and Jackson, Joel Collins and Old Dad. More bold and daring cowboys the Rangers never knew. They run the Texas Rangers and they whip the boys in blue. Now Sam had another companion called Arkansas for short, was shot by a Texas Ranger by the name of Thomas Floyd. Tom's a big six-footer and he thinks he's mighty fly, but I'll tell you boys, his racket, he's a deadbeat on the sly. Jim Murphy was arrested, then released on bail, and he jumped his bond in Tyler and he took the train for Terrell. But Major Jones had posted Jim, and that was all a stall. 'Twas only a plan to capture Sam before the coming fall. Sam met his fate at Round Rock, July the 21st. They filled poor Sam with rifle balls, they emptied out his purse. Poor Sammy is a corpse now, and he's 6 feet under clay. And Jackson's in the bushes, and he's trying to get away. Jim had borrowed Sam's good gold, and he didn't want to pay. The only shot he saw was to give poor Sam away. Sold out Sam and Barnes, and he left their friends to mourn. And oh, what a scorching Jim will get when Gabriel blows his horn. He sold out Sam and Barnes, and he left their friends to mourn. Oh, what a scorching Jim will get when Gabriel blows his horn. Now perhaps he's gone to heaven, there ain't none of us can say. But if I'm right in my surmise, he's gone the other way.
Hold it, stranger. I'll tell you a story, a real true life story, a tale of the Western frontier. The West, it was lawless, but one man was flawless, and his is the story you'll hear. Wilder, wilder, brave, courageous, and bold. Long live his fame, and long live his glory, and long may his story be told. When I came to Kansas to settle, in Kansas I planned on a peaceable life.
some goods and some chattel, a few head of cattle, a home and a sweet loving wife. Now I wasn't partial to being a marshal, but fate went and dealt me a hand. While outlaws were looting and killing and shooting, I knew that I must take a stand.
Oh, Wilder, Wilder, brave, courageous and bold. Long live his fame and long live his glory, and long may his story be told. Well, he cleaned up the country, the old Wild West country. He made law and order prevail, and none can deny it, the legend of Wyatt. Forever we'll live on the trail. Wyatter, Wyatter, brave, courageous and bold.
Song of Billy the Kid, I'll sing of some desperate deeds that he did. Way out in New Mexico, long, long ago, when a man's only chance was his old 44. When Billy the Kid was a very young lad, in old Silver City, he went to the bad. Way out in the West with a gun in his hand, at the age of 12 years he did kill his first man. There's Mexican maidens play guitars and sing songs about Billy, their boy bandit king. Ere his young manhood has reached its sad end, with a notch on his pistol for 21 men. Was on a sad night when poor Billy died, he said to his friends, "I'm not satisfied. There's 21 men I have put bullets through. Sheriff Pat Garrett must make 22. I'll sing you how Billy the Kid met his fate. The bright moon was shining, the hour was late. Shot down by Pat Garrett, who once was his friend. The young outlaw's life has now come to an end. There's many a man with a face fine and fair, who start out in life with a chance to be square. Just like poor Billy, they wander astray. They'll lose their lives in the very same way."
Marty Robbins with Billy the Kid. And before that, we heard from the actor Hugh O'Brien, very famously on the show Bonanza, with the legend of Wyatt Earp. Lots more to come here on Trail Tunes today, everyone. Let's turn to a real-life bandit, a man who killed many folks in Texas and in the West, and was probably one of the most feared gunmen of all time. Well, here is a story about him. Of course, the name has been changed, because the writer of the song was Bob Dylan, and, you know, he did that sort of thing. So here he is with the man, the legend, John Wesley Harding on 105.5.
John Wesley Harding was a friend to the poor. He traveled with a gun in every hand. All along this countryside, he opened many a door, but he was never honest man. County, a time they talk about. With his lady by his side, he took a stand. And soon the situation there was all but straightened out. For he was always known to lend a helping hand. Charge held against him, could they prove? And there was no man around who could track or chain him down. He was never known to make a foolish move.
This is 105.5 WYRI.
In your darkest hour,
lies, 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 look into my eyes, eyes, eyes.
I'm gonna love you, I'm gonna love you.
WYRI, on your radio at 105.5 FM and wherever you are with the free Civic Media app. Download it now in the Google Play or App Store.
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips that you plan in advance, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends for which you make a group chat 3 months before so that nobody or anything is missing? Or your daughter's first birthday party? You planned it with such dedication that instead of the first, it felt like our quinces. The same way you plan each detail for those moments. Start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Protecting your family is the best plan you can make. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
105.5 FM WIRI Wisc Country is your station for high school sports. Catch Randy and Mike on the call all season long. Listen on your radio at 105.5 FM or on the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Tonight, a mostly cloudy sky and a low in the low 40s. More sunshine than clouds for tomorrow, warmer, a high in the upper 50s. On Monday, partly sunny, highs right around 60 degrees, then some showers later Monday night and Tuesday. It's 55 right now.
Country favorites and classics for all of Central Wisconsin. You've got them right here on 105.5 WIRI.
You have read the story of Jesse James, of how he lived and died. If you still are in need of something to read, here's the story of Bonnie and Clyde. Now Bonnie and Clyde are the Barrow Gang. I'm sure you all have read how those who steal are usually found dying or dead. There are lots of untruths to their write-ups. They are not so merciless as that, but they have their little flaws. They hate all the laws, the spotters, stew pigeons, and rats. They say they are killers, heartless and mean, but I say this with pride, that I once knew old Clyde and rode by his side. He was honest and upright and clean, but the law fooled around, kept tracking him down and locking him up in a cell, till he said to me, I will never be free. So I meet a few of them down below. If a marshal is killed in old Dallas town, and they have no clues for a guide to bring the case to an end, they'll pin it on a friend or hang it on Bonnie and Clyde. Two crimes have been done in America, not accredited to the barrow mob, for they had no hand in Lindbergh's kidnapping demand or the Kansas City depot job. A newsboy said to his buddy one day, I wish old Clyde would get jumped. In these awful hard times, we might make a few dimes if five or six more laws got bumped. The police ain't got the report yet. Clyde sent it by wireless today. We've got a peace flag of white. We stretch it out at night. We have joined the NRA. Someday they'll both go down together. They'll bury them side by side. To a few it means grief, to many it's relief, but it's death to Bonnie and Clyde.
Wild Bill was born in Illinois on dry and fertile land, pioneer of pistoliers and a dead shot with each hand. They claim he was the quickest, there's few who'd agree. Fewer yet that saw his plainsman draw still breed like you and me. He led a stagecoach freight team in his early days of life. One evening on the western trail, Bill took the air of night. Who should come upon him but a bear whom he'd awoke? While Bill produced his bowie knife and fashioned a new coat. Kansas prairies he knew well, and wild Missouri too. Come 1861, Bill donned the Union blue. Not unlike his daddy, he'd seen old man in Barnes, and every man in Jimmy Lane's brigade of Hickok, they were fond. While a marshal in Abilene, many Texans came to call. Phil Cole told John Wes Harden, while Bill has got to fall. He's a cruel and brutish Yankee, and if you don't, then I will. While Bill put down Phil Coe, and Wes Harden's living still. Fate in Deadwood, inside Tom Nuttall's place, amidst a game of poker, holding aces and two eights. When up stepped from behind him the coward Jack McCall. A slug ripped through his auburn hair, poor Wild Bill never saw.
Colter Wall on the sad story of Wild Bill Hickok, and before that we heard from the Lonesome Valley Singers and their tale of Bonnie and Clyde. Moving along here on Trail Tunes, everyone, as we mosey down the trail, we have probably one of the most famous bandits of all time. Now, this person has been sung about by many different people, including Pete Seeger and a few others. This time we're going with Harry McClintock, an old timer, and you can tell by the recording. In terms of veracity, about how accurate this is about the real Jesse James, don't go looking for that. Nope, this is completely romanticized, but man, still one heck of a song. Here it is, all about Jesse.
How the people held their breath when they heard of Jesse's death, wondered how he came to die. For the big reward, little Robert Ford shot Jesse James on the sly. It was Robert Ford, that dirty little coward. I wonder how he does feel. For he ate Jesse's bread and he slept in Jesse's bed. Then he laid Jesse James in his grave. Jesse leaves a wife that'll mourn all her life. The children that he left will pray. For Bob Ford, the coward that shot Mr. Howard and laid Jesse James in his grave. Jesse was a man, a friend to the poor. He'd never see a man suffer pain. But with his brother Frank, he robbed the Springfield Bank and stopped the Glendale train. It was his brother Frank that robbed the Gallatin Bank and carried the money from the town. It was in this very place they had a little chase, and they shot Captain Sheets to the ground. Jesse leaves a wife that'll moan all her life. The children that he left will pray. For Bob Ford, the coward that shot Mr. Howard and laid Jesse James in his grave. They went to the crossing not very far from there, and there they did the same. For the agent on his knees delivered up the keys to the outlaws, Frank and Jesse James. 'Twas on a Saturday night, and Jesse was at home, talking with his family brave. Bob Ford came along like a thief in the night, and laid Jesse James in his grave. Oh, they laid poor Jesse in his grave, yes, Lord, they laid Jesse James in his grave. Oh, he took from the rich and he gave it to the poor, but they laid Jesse James in his grave. Jesse went to his rest with his hand on his breast, the devil will be upon his knee. He was born one day in the county of Clay and came from a solitary race. Now, men, when you go out into the West, never be afraid to die. They had the law in their hands, but they didn't have the sand to take Jesse James alive. Jesse leaves a wife that'll mourn all her life. The children that he left will pray. For Bob Ford, the coward that shot Mr. Howard and laid Jesse James in his grave. Oh, they laid poor Jesse in his grave, yes, Lord, they laid Jesse James in his grave. Oh, he took from the rich and he gave it to the poor, but they laid Jesse James in his grave.
They're putting up posters all over the waterfront. The Wild West Show's got anything that you want. Been working the docks, gonna clean up and go. I used to ride with the star of the show. Annie Oakley's in Charleston tonight. Annie Oakley's in Charleston tomorrow too. And if I could save
give up a dollar. I'd sit on the front row, you hear me holler out loud. Annie Oakley, oh please remember me. I loved her in Kansas in the year of the gun. I was a drifter, she was hot-headed and young. I taught her a fast draw, that was the last I saw of her. She went off to show the world. Annie Oakley's in Charleston tonight. Annie Oakley's in Charleston tomorrow. And if I could save up a dollar, I'd sit on the front row, you hear me holler out loud. Annie Oakley, oh please remember me. I will go to Cooper River Fairgrounds, see the alligator woman and the rodeo clowns. And then when a hush falls over the crowd, everyone knows she's about to ride out. Annie Oakley's in Charleston tonight. Oakley's in Charleston tomorrow too. And if I could save up a dollar, I'd sit on the front row, you hear me holler out loud. Annie Oakley, oh please remember me. Won't you remember me?
Calamity Jane, that's the name of the band and the name of the song, The Ballad of Calamity Jane. And before that, we heard from the Red Clay Ramblers talking about Annie Oakley, who was, of course, part of Buffalo Bill Cody's Wild West show. That was probably the end of the West. They were doing that well into the 20th century, but they kept the spirit alive. Speaking of keeping the spirit alive here on Trail Tunes, one of my favorite bands of all time, the band that introduced me to Western and cowboy music, and I will be eternally grateful to them for that. Here's Riders in the Sky singing about an actual legend of the West. In fact, I don't think there was a man such as this, but boy, did they tell some stories about him. Here's Pecos Bill on 105.5.
Pecos Bill was quite a cowboy down in Texas, and a Western Superman to say the least. He was the roughest, toughest critter never known to be a quitter, 'cause he never had no fear of man nor beast.
So yippee-yay, yay, yippee-yo, he's the toughest critter west of the Alamo.
Pecos roped a raging cyclone out of nowhere. He saddled it and straddled it with ease. While that bronco bucked and flitted, Pecos rolled the smoke and lit it, and he tamed that ornery wind down to a breeze.
So yippee-yay, yay, yippee-yo, he's the toughest critter west of the Alamo.
Pecos lost his way while traveling on the desert.
Water.
It was 90 miles across the burning sand.
Water.
He knew he'd never reach the border if he didn't get some water.
Water.
So he got a stick and dug the Rio Grande. Adiolo.
A band of rustlers stole a herd of cattle, but they didn't know the herd they stole was Bill's. And when he caught them crooked village, Pecos knocked out all their fillings. That's the reason why there's gold in them there hills.
So yippee-yay, yippee-yo, he's the toughest critter west of the Alamo. While a tribe of painted Indians did a war dance, Pecos started shooting up their little game. He gave those Indians such a shake-up that they jumped out of their makeup. That's how the Painted Desert got its name.
While reclining on a cloud high over Texas, with his gun he made the stars evaporate. As he watched them all declining, he left one brightly shining as the emblem of the Lone Star Texas State.
So yippee-yay, yippee-yo, as the emblem of the Lone Star Texas State.
Country favorites and classics, 24/7. This is 105.5 WIRI.
We're hosting a pet drive on 105.5 FM WIRI. Team up with us as we help gather supplies for the Little Charlotte's Animal Rescue. This amazing nonprofit is helping hundreds of animals from being euthanized each year. And you can help out by donating food, treats, bedding, and cleaning supplies. Donations can be made at our studio at 1690 2nd Avenue South or at both Quality Foods locations. Also, our friends at Family Natural Foods and From the Ground Up Coffee House on West Grand in Wisconsin Rapids. Thank you for helping us make a difference.
Your local Civic Media radio station is your source for real news and great conversation, plus fun and exciting contests. For a complete list of contest rules, log on wiri.fm/contest-terms.
Back to your country favorites and classics now. 105.5 WIRI.
Daniel Boone was a man, yes, a big man, with an eye like an eagle and as tall as a mountain was he. Daniel Boone was a man, yes, a big man, he was brave, he was fearless and as tough as a mighty oak tree. From the coonskin cap on the top of old Dan to the heel of his rawhide shoe, the rippin'est, roarin'est, fightin'est man the frontier ever knew. Daniel Boone was a man, yes, a big man, and he fought for America to make all Americans free. What a boon, what a doer, what a dream comer truer was he. Did fail, there was nothing he could not tame. He blazed a big wide liberty trail through history's hall of fame. Daniel Boone was a man, yes, a big man, and he fought for America to make all Americans free. What a boon, what a doer, what a dream come truer. What a dream come true was he. Daniel Boone was a man, yes, a big man, with an eye like an eagle and as tall as a mountain was.
Mountain in Tennessee, green estate in the land of the free, raised in the woods so's he knew every tree. He killed him a bar when he was only three.
Davy, Davy Crockett, king of the wild frontier,
fought single-handed through the Indian war, till the Creeks was whipped and the peace was in store. And while he was a-handling this risky chore, made himself a legend forevermore.
Davy, Davy Crockett, the man who don't know fear.
When he lost his love, his grief was gall. In his heart, he wanted to leave it all and lose himself in the forest tall. But he answered instead his country's call.
Davy, Davy Crockett,
the choice of the whole frontier.
He went off to Congress and served a spell, fixing up the government and laws as well. Took over Washington, so I hear tell,
and patched up a crack in the Liberty Bell.
Davy, Davy Crockett,
seeing his duty clear.
When
he came home, his politicking done. Why, the big Western march had just begun.
So he packed his gear and his trusty gun and lit out a grinning to follow the sun.
Davy, Davy Crockett, leading the pioneer.
His land is the biggest, his land is the best. From grassy plains to the mountain crest, he's ahead of us all and meeting the test and following his legend right into the West.
Davy, Davy Crockett, the king of the wild frontier. Davy, Davy Crockett,
king of the wild frontier.
Oh, a couple of very deep voice singers there. I love it. Tennessee Ernie Ford there with The Ballad of Davy Crockett. And before that, we heard from Mr. Ed Ames with Daniel Boone, a couple of frontiersmen there here on Trail Tunes. And as we keep moving along here, we're going to two absolutely legendary gentlemen coming up right now. In fact, we have the story of, the greatest lumberjack that ever lived. That's coming up next with the New Christy Minstrels and Paul Bunyan on 105.5.
Now there were rails and tunnels and roadbeds.
But what about cross ties? Why, our railroads need the lumber of 1,000 great forests. You show me the giant who's gonna cut that timber.
Paul Bunyan, Paul Bunyan, there ain't nobody who can hold a can of hard axe handle to Paul the lumberman. Paul Bunyan lived so long ago that you may wonder how I know. Way up in Minnesota, this earth began to rock one morn, and all the folks knew Paul was born. Ships were wrecked, going round the horn in southern Minnesota.
I'll tell you how he came to be, the son of a great white oak was he.
His father was a redwood tree from out in California.
That's western Minnesota, Paul Bunyan, Paul Bunyan. There ain't nobody who can hold a candle or an axe handle to Paul the lumberman. Paul Bunyan grew so very tall, he could not stand up straight at all.
They said you'll have to leave St. Paul
and maybe Minnesota. He laughed and the earth shook far and wide.
And once they say Paul Bunyan cried,
and hundreds drowned in the tide that flooded Minnesota. So off to the piney woods he went, buried up in camp of great extent.
And with his shirt he pitched the tent that covered Minnesota.
Paul Bunyan, Paul Bunyan, there ain't nobody who can hold a candle or an axe handle to Paul the lumberman. One day when Paul was rambling round, he dug a river in solid ground
to float his giant timber down to the Gulf of Minnesota.
Paul Bunyan had a great blue ox, its length was 100 city blocks, and when it walked, he'd stop the ox
in all of Minnesota. Paul Bunyan's ox was quite well known, his weight was 100 million stone.
They called him Babe because he wore half grown,
and he lived in Minnesota. Paul Bunyan, Paul Bunyan, there ain't nobody who can hold a candle or an axe handle to Paul the lumberman.
He took Arizona in his hand and burned his finger through the sand. He made a canyon and called it Grand in southwest Minnesota.
To list his great deeds one by one, and if I were to mention all he's done, in 100 years I'd have just begun to talk about Paul Bunyan. When he died so hard he shook the ground in my backyard. Every minstrel and every bard will talk about Paul Bunyan.
And also Minnesota, Paul Bunyan, Paul Bunyan. There ain't nobody who can hold a candle or an axe handle to Paul the lumberman. Paul Bunyan, Paul Bunyan, I'll tell you if I can. In all this nation and all creation, he's a giant of a lumberman.
John Henry was a little bitty boy, no bigger than the palm of your hand. His mammy looked down at Henry and said, Johnny gonna be a steel driving man, loud, loud. Johnny gonna be a steel driving man. Johnny Henry, he said to his captain, "Captain, I want to hear you sing. I swing 49 pounds from my hips on down. Like to hear that cold steel ring, Lord, Lord. Like to hear that cold steel ring." Sick and he had to go to bed, but Polly drove steel like a man, Lord, Lord. Polly drove steel like a man. John Henry went to the tunnel to drive, steam hammer by side. Well, he beat that drill to the end of the tunnel, laid down his hammer and he cried, Lord, Lord. Laid down his hammer and he cried. Till his hammer caught on fire, and the last words we heard John Henry say, "Cool drink of water for I die, Lord, Lord. Cool drink of water for I die." Well, they took John Henry to the graveyard, stuck him 6 feet under the sand. Every time that freight train would go puffing by, they'd say, "There lies a steel-driving man, Lord, Lord. Yonder lies that steel-driving man."
Hank Thompson and his Brazos Valley Boys with the classic John Henry. And that's going to do it for us this week on Trail Tunes, everyone. Don't forget to check us out every Sunday for the rebroadcast, 5 p.m. right before a weekend in the country. And, of course, we'll be back again next Saturday night at 6 p.m. Be there with your spurs on, everyone, with another edition of Trail Tunes. So long, everybody.
Live from Central Wisconsin and on the free Civic Media app, 105.5 WIRI, Nakusa, Wisconsin Rapids, your home for country favorites and classics. This is 105.5 WIRI.
Way back up in the country, back in the hills, down where the folks are real, living with the crazies and the old wildcats, sawed-off shotguns and coonskin caps. That's where I'm from, and I'm proud to say I'm from the country, and I like it that way. Everybody knows everybody, everybody calls you friend. You don't need an invitation. Shoes, come on in. Yeah, we know how to work and we know how to play. We're from the country and we like it that way. And we like it that way. Everybody knows everybody. Everybody calls you friend. You don't need an invitation. Kick off your shoes, come on in. Yeah, we know how to work and we know how to play. We're from the country and we like it.